How can it talk?
It's not a real voice. This box just interprets signals from the computer and turns them into sound.
Shall we play a game?
I think I missed them.
Yeah, weird, isn't it? Love to.
How about? Seven.
Learn, goddammit.
Wouldn't you prefer a good game of chess?
Later. Let's play.
How can it ask you that?
It'll ask you whatever it's programmed to ask you. You want to hear it talk?
Hey,
yeah.
Sir, all landlines out of the monitor, Dad. I'm trying to
ask you
all satellites.
Okay. How are you?
Excellent. It's a long time. Can you explain the removal of your user account on June 20th?
The Ukrainian Computer Emergency Response Team, CERT, is warning that Russian hacking groups are exploiting the Falina code execution vulnerability in new phishing campaigns to install the Credo Map malware and Cobalt Strike beacons. The APT28 hacking group is believed to be sending emails containing a malicious document named Nuclear Terrorism, a Very Real Threat, .rtf. The thread actors selected the topic of this email to entice recipients to open it, exploiting the fear that's spread among Ukrainians about a potential nuclear attack. Thread actors also used a similar tactic in May 2022, when CERT identified the dissemination of malicious documents warning about (75)-a chemical attack. The RTF document used in the APT28 campaign attempts to exploit V-2022-30190 Akafalina 2. Download and launch the Credo Map malware, docs.exe, on the target's device. Credo Map infection process. Credo Map infection process, CERTUA. This vulnerability is a flaw in the Microsoft diagnostic tool, exploited in the wild, since at least April 2022, triggering malicious downloads by simply opening a document file, or in the case of RTFs, merely (76)-, viewing it in the Windows preview pane. Credo Map is an unknown malware strain detected by several Avengers on (77)-, virus total, with numerous vendors classifying it as a password-stealing Trojan. Virus total scan results for Credo Map. Virus total scan results for Credo Map in an associated report published by (78)-, Malwarebytes today. The security analysts clarify that the payload is an info stealer that APT28 used against Ukrainian targets in May. Malware featuring minor changes compared to the variant sampled in May. Malwarebytes. The malware aims to steal information stored in Chrome, Edge, and Firefox web browsers, like account credentials and cookies. Finally, the malware exfiltrates the stolen data using the IMAP email protocol, sending everything to the C2 address, which is hosted on an abandoned Dubai-based site. According to cybersecurity researcher Malware Hunter Team, who (79)-, discovered this campaign yesterday, the malware uses JDIMAP credentials, potentially allowing any researcher to access the stolen data. Sirtua warned about the 2022-30190 exploitation by Russian hackers of the Sandworm Group (80 right) last week, but this time, the threat actors responsible for the attacks are (81 right) identified as the APT-28 group. APT-28, Acastrontium, Fancy Bear, and Sophocy is a Russian hacking group focusing on cyberespionage and is believed to have ties to the Russian government. The group has been active since 2007, targeting governments, military, and security organizations. Cobalt Strike campaign also underway in parallel to the above activity. The Sirtua has also identified a different campaign by a threat actor tracked as UAK0098, also using the 2022-30190 to infect the target with minimal interaction. In this case, (82 right) Sirtua says the threat actor uses a docs file named Imposition of Penalties Point Docs, and the payload fetched from a remote resource is a Cobalt Strike beacon, CAD point DLL, with the recent compilation date. Cobalt Strike campaign details. Cobalt Strike campaign details. Sirtua, the send emails supposedly come from the State Tax Service of Ukraine, with the subject, Notice of Non-Payment of Tax. Since Ukraine is at war with Russia and many citizens have naturally neglected their regular tax-paying obligations towards the state, the law might be effective against many people in this case.
The man behind the machine.
You are a hard man to reach. Could not find you in Seattle and no terminal is in operation at your classified address.
What classified address?
DOD pension files indicate current mailing at Dr. Robert Hume, aka Stephen W. Vulcan. 5 Tall Cedar Road, Goose Island, Oregon, 97.
Can I just talk to Mr. McKittrick? I think I know what's going on.
Can I talk to Mr. McKittrick, please?
David,
I know
Lake
what's
will
going
be
on.
Escorting you to federal authorities in Denver, where you'll be placed under arrest pending indictment for espionage.
Espionage? No, wait a minute. Let me talk to him. He's right over there.
Get that little bastard out of the war room.
No, it's Joshua. He's still playing the game. He's gonna start a war.
Hold on where you had it before. We'll be ready to leave in a few minutes.
Oh, fuck. He'll tell you. Please, come.
listening to Man Behind the Machine.
Thank you. group that has also targeted U.S. sites in the past now says Putin's regime is fair game. Joining us now, NBC News correspondent Tom Costello. Tom, what more can you tell us?
Well, you know, for years, the U.S. has accused the Russian government of cyber attacks, sometimes working alongside Russian cyber criminals. But now Russia is in the crosshairs. And before you celebrate, think about how quickly this could snowball into an all-out global cyber war.
This is a message to Vladimir Putin from Anonymous.
The group calls itself Anonymous. Unaffiliated hackers around the world now putting Russia in the crosshairs.
Members of Anonymous have declared cyber war against your aggressive regime.
They claim they've already targeted more than 1,500 Russian websites, including Kremlin-controlled news agencies, the Ministry of Defense and Space Agency, Russian oil companies, internet providers, even TV channels.
Their call to fight in the cyberspace has resulted in a lot of websites not being available, some websites going down, and a lot of records, Russian government, Russian military records being dumped out onto the internet.
U.S. officials confirm they've seen evidence of the Anonymous hacks after Russia launched a cyber and ground offensive against Ukraine.
But the real risk to Russia long term is the canceling of their access to internet infrastructure as private sector companies decide that they're going to delist or no longer carry their traffic.
Cutting off Russia from the world would also deprive everyday Russians of access to outside news and information. And cyber pros worry Russia may view the Anonymous hacks as Western attacks and target U.S. government and company sites. U.S. Cybersecurity Director Jen Easterly.
How at risk is the average American or that very small business owner?
Everybody's at risk, which is why at the end of the day, they need to take the steps to protect their systems, their networks, and their data. This can happen to anyone. There is no one that is immune from potentially getting hacked.
The cybersecurity basics: never click on suspicious emails or links, use complicated passwords, and multi-step authentication. Back up your computers and keep security software up to date.
This basically ensures that he can log in even when the password is changed.
Israeli firm CyberBit uses real-world attacks to train American companies to defend themselves.
The questions organizations need to ask themselves is not if they're going to be hit, but when they're going to be hit.
Hi, I'm of Roscosmos, the Russian space agency. The precise target, country's vehicle monitoring system. An ominous message from NB65 starts. The Russian space agency sure does love their satellite imaging. Better yet, they sure do love their vehicle monitoring system. The message says the group deleted the agency's WSO2 software, an open source application program interface lifestyle management tool, rotated credentials, and shut down the server. Cyber News could get confirmed these statements. However, the head of Roscosmos, Dmitry Rising, dismissed such claims as false after the U.S. imposed severe sanctions against Russia after the country's military invasion of Ukraine. Rogozin threatened that the sanctions may result in the International Space Station, ISS, crashing to Earth in an uncontrolled fashion. The statement might be linked to the fact that the Russian segment of the ISS is responsible for guidance, navigation, and control of the entire complex. That's only the latest in a series of hacks directed against Russia after the country invading Ukraine last week. Cyber activists targeted Russian state-controlled media outlets TASS, Kommersant, Izvestia, Fintanka, and RBC, pushing them offline. There are at least a dozen different groups of hackers and researchers with Anonymous.
A truck bomb attack on the Drakkar building where French paratroopers are living. Fifty-eight soldiers die. For the French army, it was the largest single loss of life since the Algerian War. Just minutes before, a U.S. military base at Beirut Airport comes under attack. 241 Marines die. France and the U.S. then join a United Nations interim force in Lebanon. Officially, the attacks were blamed on Lebanese Shia militia. but intelligence agencies are certain. Tehran is pulling the strings.
That was a traumatic event. The next day we sent our men home and pitifully left the area. A total victory for the Iranians.
The French president is now fully aware of the seriousness of the conflict with Iran. It concerns the aid to Saddam, supplying the fighter jets, and the civilian uranium enrichment project. The Iranian Shah had loaned money to France to participate in the project. The Khomeini regime now demands the money back.
Dark Reading. Bumblebee malware buzzes into cyber attack fray. The sophisticated Bumblebee downloader is being used in ongoing email-borne attacks that could lead to ransomware infections. One day ago, the Hacker News. Cybercriminals using new malware loader Bumblebee in the wild. Cybercriminals behind the Bazaloader and Isidip malware attacks now use a new multifunctional loader called Bumblebee. 2 days ago. Search Engine Journal. Vulnerability found in WordPress anti-malware firewall. Reflected XSS vulnerability was patched in anti-malware security and brute force firewall WordPress plugin. 7 hours ago. Comag. Microsoft, nearly 40 destructive malware attacks have hit Ukraine. Microsoft says Ukraine has encountered nearly 40 destructive malware attacks that are likely Russian-led efforts to cripple the countries. 2 days ago. Znit. Ransomware demands are growing, but life is getting tougher for malware gangs. Ransom payments are going up, but there are signs that the tide may be turning against the gangs. 3 days ago. The Record by Recorded Future. A deeper look at hacking groups and malware targeting Ukraine. Ukraine's main cybersecurity incident response team released a list on Friday of the 5 most persistent hacking groups and malware. 3 days ago. The Register. Data wiper malware strains surge as Ukraine battles ongoing invasion. Security researchers have detailed 6 significant strains of data wiping malware that have emerged in just the first quarter of 2022. 18 hours ago. The Hacker News. Chinese hackers targeting Russian military personnel with updated Plux malware. A Chinese government-linked hacker group has been observed targeting Russian officials and military personnel with an updated version of the 3 days ago. Threat Post. Emotet is back with new tricks to spread malware. The botnet appears to use a new delivery method for compromising Windows systems after Microsoft disables the macros by default. 2 days ago. To Register. Bumblebee malware loader emerges as Kinti's Bazaar loader fades. A sophisticated malware loader .Bumblebee is being used by at least 3 cybercriminal groups that have links to ransomware gangs. Help How News Works send feedback privacy terms. American Hospital Association. Agencies update technical signatures of destructive malware. John Riggi, AHA's National Advisor for Cybersecurity and Risk, said, this advisory provides additional IOCs for the Whispergate malware, first. 19 hours ago. Nixed.gov. CISA adds new Russian malware to cyber advisory.
19 hours ago. Nixed.gov. CISA adds new Russian malware to cyber advisory. Leading up to Russia's unprovoked attack against Ukraine, threat actors deployed destructive malware against organizations in Ukraine too. 1 day ago. Snit. This phishing campaign delivers malware that steals your passwords and chat logs. A mass phishing campaign is targeting Windows PCs and aims to deliver malware that can steal usernames, passwords, credit card details and 1 day ago. Bleeping Computer. Emotet now detects new 64-bit versions of Emotet malware. Emotet is one of the most actively distributed malware spread through emails using phishing emails with malicious attachments, including Word. 1 day ago. Security Boulevard. Tarake malware. Tarask is a malware variant being used by the Hafnium group in order to achieve persistence via abuse of Windows scheduled tasks. 20 hours ago. InfoSecurity Magazine. Bumblebee malware loader has a sting in the tail. Dubbed Bumblebee, The malware is being used by multiple threat groups that previously deployed Bazaar Loader and Decide, according to Proof of Point. One day ago, Security Boulevard. This week in malware, NPM backdoors, bugs, mystery placeholders. Backdoored NPM packages. The malicious packages flagged by our automated malware detection systems include IOP, Fit Addons, Bixture. 23 hours ago, SNIT. The MOTEP botnet is back, and it has some new tricks to spread malware. The botnet appears to have used a short break to test new methods for infecting Windows systems with backdoor malware. 4 days ago, the record by Recorded Future. More than 10,000 Redline malware attacks in April targeting Internet Explorer vulnerability. Hackers deploying the Redline malware launched thousands of attacks against systems in more than 150 countries and territories in April. 2 days ago, PR Newswire. Russian hackers deploy info-stealing malware against. Russia's invasion of Ukraine has brought a heavy wave of new info-stealer malware infections in its wake. Since hostilities broke out, Russian. Midland Daily News. These Disney movies could put malware on your device. The malware term stems from malicious software. Researchers at Surfshark used malware detector to see which popular people and entities are. 1 day ago. PR Newswire. Safeguard Cybercom detects stealthy print stealer malware. The malware also contains a clipper tool for cryptocurrency payment theft, and a keylogger for ongoing password and other key information theft. 2 days ago. Venture Rebeat. Dangerous malware is up 86%. Here's how AI can help. More specifically, this includes the likes of malware downloads, phishing, redirects to malicious websites and code injection. 6 days ago. 3@post. Nation-state hackers target journalists with gold backdoor. A campaign by APT37 used a sophisticated malware to steal information about sources, which appears to be a successor to Bluelight. 4 days ago. Bleeping Computer. Emotet malware infects users again after fixing broken installer. The Emotet malware phishing campaign is up and running again after the threat actors fixed a bug preventing people from becoming infected. 4 days ago. Bo Magazine. North Korea's Lazarus Apt is targeting blockchain companies with crypto stealer malware. Apt is targeting blockchain companies with crypto stealer malware. Recipients to download malware-laced cryptocurrency applications. 19 hours ago. Data Center Knowledge. Dynania malware shows evolving cloud threats. Dynania is a Go-based crypto-miner malware, and it appears to be the first such malware to specifically exploit Oz Lambda, the well-known. 1 week ago. Bleeping Computer. Rig exploit kit drops Redline malware via Internet Explorer bug. Threat analysts have uncovered yet a new campaign that uses the Rig exploit kit to deliver the Redline stealer malware. 3 days ago. Bleeping Computer. New powerful print stealer malware sells for just $100 per month. Threat analysts have spotted yet another addition to the growing space of info stealer malware infections, named Print Stealer, which offers. 5 days ago. TechCrunch. US warns of state-backed malware designed to hijack critical infrastructure systems. The hackers also have malware that leverages an exploit to target Windows systems with SROC motherboards to execute malicious code and move. 2 weeks ago.
S&P Global new critical infrastructure malware is unlike anything cyber. The pipe dream malware's most likely targets are liquefied natural gas and electric power environments, according to Dragos Incorporated, a cybersecurity point. 2 days ago, Net meets Zingo Stealer. The Haskers Gang's new free malware Zingo Stealer is able to spread cryptocurrency mining malware. A new type of information stealer has been added to the Haskers Gang malware. 2 weeks ago, ASU News, an SF-funded project aims to mitigate malware and viruses by my project will develop a set of generic automated decompilation techniques that transform these viruses and malware samples into accurate. 4 days ago, Noteki Virus Alert, a 6-step malware removal guide. Every second you are connected to the internet while infected will provide a chance for the malware to become more intelligent. 3 days ago, Inside Indiana Business Malware. It's not just in your inbox anymore. Asterisk, Dark Hotel, Fireball, and Etchabit are all great names. But they're malware that can create havoc in a computer. 1 month ago, PR Newswire. Russia's invasion of Ukraine has spurred ransomware, as Russian malware attacks continue to rise. Cyclin is limited and its research partners are closely monitoring the developing situation. And 3 days ago, Apple Insider. Windows, Android malware still greatly outnumber those on Apple's platforms. Malware authors have been creating more than 316,000 new malware threats daily in 2022, according to data from Atlas VPN. The team's information. 5 days ago, the New York Times US says it secretly removed malware worldwide, preempting Russian cyber attacks. The malware enabled the Russians to create botnets, networks of private computers that are infected with malicious software. And 3 weeks ago, Silicon Valley Bank suspect malware. Avoid online shopping, banking, and other activities with suspected malware on your computer. Scan with legitimate antivirus software. Weep.mar5/2019. Thousands of Android users downloaded this password-stealing malware disguised as antivirus from Google Play. Thousands of Android users downloaded this password-stealing malware disguised as antivirus from Google Play. Users looking to protect their 3 weeks ago previous 9.
Newsletters, jobs, homes, more. South Wales Argus. Subscribe. News, sport, business, awards, County Dragons, leisure, voice, magazines, announcements, true crime, UK, more. Crime and court, coronavirus, business, columnists, video. South Wales Argus. Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. Users told to delete new profile pic app amid Russia links. May 12th by Kieran Doty at Kieran Doty UK. Trending editor. 5 comments. Facebook, Twitter and Instagram issued urgent delete warning over new profile pic app. PA new profile pic. Canva, Facebook, Twitter and Instagram issued urgent delete warning over new profile pic app. PA new profile pic. Canva. Social media users have been urged to exercise caution when using the popular new profile pic app over fears it could be linked to data theft. The app has dominated social media channels, including Facebook, Twitter and Instagram in the past week and is currently the most popular free app on Apple's App Store. The profile picture generator allows users to convert profile pictures into cartoon artwork, with users sharing the results with their friends and followers online. However, the seemingly harmless app has now been linked to data harvesting with the potential to steal your personal information, one expert has warned. New profile pic app. Russia. New profile pic picture editor is developed by Inform Laboratories, Incorporated, based in Moscow near Russia's Ministry of Defense, which has led to fears it could be linked to Russia amid their ongoing invasion Ukraine. Jake Moore, Global Cybersecurity Advisor, Asset Internet Security told Mail Online, this app is likely a way of capturing people's faces in high resolution, and I would question any app wanting this amount of data, especially one which is largely unheard of and based in another country. Social media users have also shared warnings, with one urging users to delete the app immediately. They said, if you have it on your phone, delete it. If you gave it full permissions, change your passwords, warn your bank. There has been a huge uptick of bank accounts being drained and people being shut out of their accounts.
Entering Newport's fabrication plant is anotherworldly experience. Gloves, a white suit and hood need to be put on in the right order before stepping into a chamber where jets of air blast away remaining contaminants. The process, a guide explains, is not to protect people, but the product. On the other side of the secure door lies the UK's largest semiconductor manufacturing facility, an environment 100 times cleaner than a hospital operating theater. Inside, ghostly white figures in suits move pods on trolleys. Robotic arms extract silicon wafers which are coated with photosensitive material. Then light is projected onto the wafer to print the pattern of the chips. What you end up with are semiconductors, often known as microchips or just chips, on which much of our modern lives depend. Every silicon semiconductor product starts with a grain of sand, says Mary Curtis, a program manager who has been working at the site for more than 3 decades, explaining that what comes out of the high-volume Newport plant ends up in cars around the world, as well as white goods like washing machines. Alarm bells, Newport has been operating since the 1980s, but it has been thrust into the spotlight as an unlikely frontline in the new struggle between the West and China. Last July, after it hit financial difficulties, Newport Wafer Fab was acquired by Nexperia, one of its customers. Nexperia is headquartered in the Netherlands, but its ultimate owners are Chinese firm Wingtech Technology. And that set off alarm bells. It's not in the strategic interest of the United Kingdom, the United States, or any other allies that China gains prominence in the global semiconductor industry, says Martin Schresser, a former CIA analyst and now a senior fellow at the Center for a New American Security think tank. Workers in the microchip factory dressed in protective suits. Image caption, some workers at the microchip plant support the takeover. Semiconductors are one crucial area in technology where China has struggled. Washington has taken advantage of this by restricting supplies to the Chinese telecoms company Huawei, causing it considerable pain. China is desperate to catch up and reduce its dependency. That means the UK selling its largest facility to a company with Chinese ownership has met with resistance. Washington, especially Congress, will lean heavily to prevent the acquisition from being concluded, says Mr. Resser. But alarm bells did not initially seem to ring loud within the UK government. The National Security Advisor carried out a review whose conclusions remain unclear. It was only this May, close to a year after the sale and after heaving lobbying, that ministers ordered a National Security Review under new powers. This is due imminently, unless there is an extension and could force the unwinding of the purchase. The issues are thorny though. Review of Chinese buyout of UK's biggest chip plant building resilience. The national security concerns are not about highly sensitive technology being made at the site with a defense or intelligence role. Rather, it is about not having to rely on chips made overseas. We do need to build up our own domestic resilience, as the US is doing, as the European Union is doing, as indeed many other countries around the world trying to do, argues Tom Tugendhat, chair of the Foreign Affairs Committee, who has campaigned against the sale. But in order to do it, we need to have the building blocks. Newport Wafer Fab is one of those building blocks. The Newport facility does not make the most advanced semiconductors. Taiwan is home to these, and catching up is enormously costly, perhaps up to $10 billion to build a state-of-the-art fab, and even this does not guarantee you can maintain the leading edge. Some question if the UK really has the will and resources to invest at this level. But if it did, Newport is almost all it has to build on. It has also helped create a tech cluster in the local area. Nexperia Newport factory sign. Image caption, Nexperia's headquarters are in the Netherlands, but the owners are a Chinese firm. Nexperia says being part of a global business is vital. By investing in the UK, Nexperia has helped to secure the long-term health of the semiconductor industry here, it said in a submission to a parliamentary committee. Within the plant, there is support for the takeover. The Chinese acquisition provided job security for the 500 employees and the promise of modernization after a period of uncertainty. The future wasn't looking very bright, one employee says. The future of Newport goes to the heart of a bigger question. What is the government's overarching China strategy? How far does it balance Chinese investment with security? Risks. A promised policy has yet to appear amid talk of splits between those focused on growth and those focused on security. Inside the sterile fab, the final stage involves imprinted wafers being carefully examined for impurities. For years, the UK has been able to maintain a somewhat messy policy when it came to issues around Chinese investment. But now, under intense scrutiny, that looks to be getting harder.
The worst hacks and breaches of 2022 so far, from cryptocurrency thefts to intrusions into telecom giants, state-backed attackers have had a field day in the year's first half. To revisit this article, visit my profile, then left square bracket 34 right square bracket view saved stories. A handful of apartments in Lviv, Ukraine. Russian and Ukrainian cyber attacks have punctuated the war since Moscow. A handful of apartments on May 3rd, 2022, in Lviv, Ukraine. Russian and Ukrainian cyber attacks have punctuated the war since Moscow's invasion began. Point photograph. Leon Neal slash Getty Images. To revisit this article, visit my profile, then left square bracket 35 right square bracket view saved stories. Whether the first 6 months of 2022 have felt interminable or fleeting, or both massive hacks, data breaches, digital scandals, and ransomware attacks continued apace. Throughout the first half of this complicated year, with the COVID-19 pandemic, economic instability, geopolitical unrest, and bitter human rights disputes grinding on around the world, cybersecurity vulnerabilities and digital attacks have proved to be thoroughly enmeshed in all aspects of life. With another 6 months left in the year, though, there's more still to come. Here are the biggest digital security debacles that have played out so far. Left square bracket 36 right square bracket. Russia slash Ukraine hacking for years. Russia has aggressively and recklessly mounted digital attacks against Ukraine. Left square bracket 37 right square bracket. Causing blackouts, attempting to skew elections, stealing data. And left square bracket 38 right square bracket. Releasing destructive malware to rampage across the country and the world. After invading Ukraine in February, though, the digital dynamic between the two countries has changed, as Russia struggles to support a massive and costly kinetic war and Ukraine mounts resistance on every front it can think of. This has meant that, while Russia has left square bracket 39 right square bracket continued to left square bracket 40 right square bracket pummel Ukrainian left square bracket 41 right square bracket institutions left square bracket 42 right square bracket and left square bracket 43 right square bracket infrastructure with cyber attacks, Ukraine has also been hacking back with surprising success. Ukraine left square bracket 44 right square bracket formed a volunteer army at the beginning of the war, which has focused on mounting DOS attacks and disruptive hacks against Russian institutions and services to cause left square bracket 45 right square bracket as much chaos as possible. Left square bracket 46 right square bracket. Activists from around the world have also turned their attention and digital firepower toward the conflict. And as Ukraine launches other types of hacks against Russia, including attacks utilizing custom malware, Russia has suffered left square bracket 47 right square bracket data breaches and service disruptions at in left square bracket 48 right square bracket unprecedented scale. Left square bracket 49 right square bracket. LAPSU $ group extortion spree. The left square bracket 50 right square bracket digital extortion gang LAPSU $ went on an extreme hacking bender in the first months of 2022. The group emerged in December and began stealing source code and other valuable data from increasingly prominent and sensitive companies including Nvidia, Samsung, and Ubisoft before leaking it in apparent extortion attempts. The spree reached its zenith in March, when the group announced that it had breached and leaked portions of my
Microsoft Bing and Cortana left square bracket 51 right square bracket source code and compromised a contractor with access to the internal systems of the left square bracket 52 right square bracket ubiquitous authentication service Okta. The attackers, who appeared to be based in the United Kingdom and South America, largely relied on phishing attacks to gain access to target systems. At the end of March, British police arrested seven people believed to have associations with the group and charged two at the beginning of April. LAPSUS$ seemed to briefly continue to operate following the arrests but then became dormant. Left square bracket 53 right square bracket. County cripples Costa Rica in one of the most disruptive ransomware attacks to date. Left square bracket 54 right square bracket Russia link cybercrime gang county brought Costa Rica to a screeching halt in April and the disruptions would last for months. The group's attacks on the country's Ministry of Finance paralyzed Costa Rica's import-export businesses, causing losses of tens of millions of dollars a day. So serious was the attack that Costa Rica's president declared a national emergency and the first country to do so because of a ransomware attack and one security expert described Conti's campaign as unprecedented. A second attack in late May, this one on the Costa Rican Social Security Fund, was attributed to the Conti-linked Hive ransomware and caused widespread disruptions to the country's healthcare system. While Conti's attack on Costa Rica is historic, some believe that it was meant as a diversion, while the gang attempts to rebrand to evade sanctions against Russia over its war with Ukraine. Left square bracket 55 right square bracket. Decentralized finance platform Hex. As the cryptocurrency ecosystem has evolved, tools and utilities for storing, converting, and otherwise managing it have developed at breakneck speed. Such rapid expansion has come with its share of oversights and missteps, though, and cyber criminals have been eager to capitalize on these mistakes, frequently stealing vast troves of cryptocurrency worth tens or hundreds of millions of dollars. At the end of March, for example, North Korea's Lazarus Group left square bracket 56 right square bracket memorably stolen at the time was $540 million worth of Ethereum and USDC stablecoin from the popular one in blockchain bridge. Meanwhile, in February, attackers left square bracket 57 right square bracket exploited a flaw in the wormhole bridge to grab what was then about $321 million worth of wormhole's Ethereum variant. And in April, left square bracket 58 right square bracket attackers targeted the stablecoin protocol Beanstalk, granting themselves a flash loan to steal about $182 million worth of cryptocurrency at the time. Left square bracket 59 right square bracket. Data theft from healthcare providers and hospitals have long been a favorite target of ransomware. Actors who look to create maximum emergency to entice victims to pay up in the hopes of restoring their digital systems. But healthcare data breaches have also continued in 2022, as criminals pool data they can monetize through identity theft and other types of financial fraud. In June, the Massachusetts-based service provider Shields Healthcare Group disclosed that it left square bracket 60 right square bracket suffered a data breach throughout much of March, impacting roughly 2 million people in the United States. The stolen data included names, social security numbers, birth dates, addresses, and billing information, as well as medical information like diagnosis and medical record indicators. In Texas, patients of Baptist Health System and Resolute Health Hospital left square bracket 61 right square bracket announced a similar breach in June that exposed similar data, including social security numbers and sensitive patient medical information. Both Kaiser Permanente and Yuma Regional Medical Center in Arizona also left square bracket 62 right square bracket disclosed data breaches in June. Left square bracket 63 right square bracket. Chinese hackers breached telecoms and more at the beginning of June. The U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency warned that Chinese government-backed hackers had breached a number of sensitive victims worldwide, including major telecommunications companies.
companies. They did so, according to CISA, by targeting known router vulnerabilities and bugs in other network equipment, including those made by Cisco and Fortinet among other vendors. The warning did not identify any specific victims, but it hinted at alarm over the findings and a need for organizations to step up their digital defenses, especially when handling massive quantities of sensitive user data. The advisory details the targeting and compromise of major telecommunications companies and network service providers, CISA wrote. Over the last few years, a series of high-severity vulnerabilities for network devices provided cyber actors with the ability to regularly exploit and gain access to vulnerable infrastructure devices. In addition, these devices are often overlooked. Separately, hackers likely conducting Chinese espionage (64) breached News Corp in an intrusion that was discovered by the company on January 20. Attackers accessed journalists' emails and other documents as part of the breach. News Corp owns a number of high-profile news outlets, including the Wall Street Journal and its parent, Dow Jones, the New York Post, and several publications in Australia. Honorable mention, California concealed carry permits just days after a consequential U.S. Supreme Court decision at the end of June pertaining to concealed carry permit laws. An unrelated data breach potentially exposed the information of everyone who applied for a concealed carry permit in California between 2011 and 2021. The incident impacted data including names, ages, addresses, and license types. The breach occurred after a misconfiguration in the California Department of Justice 2022 Firearms Dashboard Portal exposed data that should not have been publicly accessible. This unauthorized release of personal information is unacceptable and falls far short of my expectations for this department, State Attorney General Rob Bonta said in a statement. The California Department of Justice is entrusted to protect Californians and their data. We acknowledge the stress this may cause those individuals whose information was exposed. I am deeply disturbed and angered.
Governments from all around the world have rallied to Ukraine's aid, pledging to support the country's cyber infrastructure. Representational image. Governments from all around the world have rallied to Ukraine's aid, pledging to support the country's cyber infrastructure. Representational image. While cybersecurity firms have linked EvilCorp to two malware strains known as Drydex and Hades, the group's usage of Lockbit may lead hacked organizations to assume that the breach was caused by someone other than this Russian group. 94news18.com New Delhi last updated June 17, 2022, 18:56 IST follow US on 95 Facebook 96 Twitter Instagram 97 Telegram Google News 98 Bazwati Gahumajumdar amid Russia's invasion of Ukraine, a notorious Russian cybercrime group, EvilCorp, has modified its attack methods in reaction to restrictions that prevent U.S. corporations from paying a ransom. Mandiant, a security firm, reported on June 2 that it believes the group is now using Lockbit, a well-known ransomware tool, to obscure proof of the gang's involvement. While cybersecurity firms have linked EvilCorp to two malware strains known as Drydex and Hades, the group's usage of Lockbit may lead hacked organizations to assume that the breach was caused by someone other than this Russian group. According to the US authorities, this group is suspected to be behind some of the greatest banking fraud and computer hacking schemes of the past decade, stealing more than $100 million from companies in 40 countries. Accused members are on law enforcement's wanted lists in the United States, United Kingdom and Europe, including accused mastermind Maxim Yurkovits, who allegedly worked for Russia's Federal Security Service. The U.S. has stepped up its efforts to combat cybercrime, including barring American companies from paying ransom costs to well-known groups like EvilCorp and cryptocurrency exchanges, which are frequently used to transfer ransom payments. According to experts, the use of off-the-shelf software by EvilCorp shows that sanctions may not be enough to stop the group from extorting money from companies in the United States and around the world. Russia is infamous for the hacking-related activities that took place in the past few years. But foreign authorities became more concerned after Russia sent troops to Ukraine, as this incident triggered a cyber war. Ukraine experienced an increase in cyber attacks on numerous of its banks and government organizations prior to the commencement of the war. Many of the attacks were wiper attacks, which erase data on PCs, or DOS attacks, which flood networks using multiple, scattered devices. Russia cyber attack. While the notorious Russia-linked threat actors continue to attack foreign organizations, changing their modus operandi, reports revealed that a Russian government website appears to have been hacked over the weekend, with a Glory to Ukraine sign and Ukrainian appearing while searching for the site. After the hacking of Russia's state-owned firms and news organizations since the invasion began on February 24, the Ministry of Construction, Housing and Utilities website was targeted by hackers. On June 5, a ministry representative told Russia's state news agency RIA that the site was offline, but users' personal information was safe and by June 6, the website was back to normal. Some Russian media outlets reported that hackers were demanding a ransom to avoid public disclosure of consumers' personal information. Since the start of the cyber war, volunteer hackers have been protecting 99 Ukraine with the so-called IT Army, which was founded by Ukrainian Digital Minister Mykhailo Fedorov. Telegram is used to access the group, which has a list of possible Russian state-owned targets. Governments from all around the world have rallied to Ukraine's aid, pledging to support the country's cyber infrastructure. As a result of this cyber warfare, governments like the US and Australia have made suggestions to businesses on how to improve their cyber security.
Internet services in Lithuania came under intense distributed denial of service attacks on Monday as the pro-Russia threat actor group Killnet took credit. Killnet said its attacks were in retaliation regarding Lithuania's recent banning of shipments sanctioned by the European Union to the Russian exclave of Kaliningrad. Lithuania's government said that the flood of malicious traffic disrupted parts of the secure national data transfer network, which it says is one of the critical components of Lithuania's strategy on ensuring national security in cyberspace and is built to be operational during crises or war to ensure the continuity of activity of critical institutions. The country's core center of state telecommunications was identifying the sites most affected in real time and providing them with DDoS mitigations while also working with international web service providers. It is highly probable that such or even more intense attacks will continue into the coming days, especially against the communications, energy, and financial sectors, Jonas Skardinskas, acting director of Lithuania's National Cybersecurity Center, 28 said in a statement. The statement warned of website defacements, ransomware, and other destructive attacks in the coming days. 28.htp://lrv.lt/news/intense-ddos-attacks-targeted-several-companies-and-institutions-in-Lithuania Leaving much to be desired, the attacks came as members of Killnet took to forums on Telegram to boast of the attacks and condemn the Lithuanian government for blocking shipments of some goods to Kaliningrad, which is wedged between Lithuania and Poland and connected to the rest of Russia by a rail link through Lithuania. We continue to hint unequivocally to the Lithuanian authorities that they should immediately withdraw their decision to ban the transit of Russian cargo from the Kaliningrad region to Russia, 29.1 message stated. It claimed that websites for four airports in the Baltic country were crippled. Thanks to our attacks, they are still available only from Lithuanian IP addresses, and their speed, to put it mildly, leaves much to be desired. 29.https://t.me/killneti/247 Lithuanian government officials didn't immediately respond to a request to comment. Ever since the lead-up to Russia's invasion of Ukraine in February, a host of hacks have come from groups aligned with both sides. In January, for instance, hacktivists in the pro-Russian country of Belarus said they 30 infected the network of the country's state-run railroad system with ransomware and would provide the decryption key only if Belarus President Alexander Lukashenko stopped aiding Russian troops ahead of a possible invasion of Ukraine. 30. https://arstechnica.com/information-technology/2022/01/hactivists-say-hacked-belarus-rail-system-to-hyphen-stop-hyphen-russian-military-hyphen-build-up-hackers-working-for-or-in-allegiance-with-Russia, meanwhile, have 31 unleashed wiper malware dubbed Acid Rain that was used in a cyber attack that 32 sabotaged thousands of satellite modems used by Viasat customers. 31.
https://arstechnica.com/information-destructive-automatic-1000k-visat-modems32httpscolon/arstechnica.com/information-technology/202/03/a-mysterious-satellite-hack-victims-far-beyond-ukraine-judgment-day-killnet emerged at the start of Russia's invasion and has posted claims of DDoS attacks on the Lithuanian websites ever since. Targets have included police departments, airports, and governments, according to security firm Flashpoint. On Monday, Flashpoint researchers 33 wrote, 33http://flashpoint.io/blog/kilnet-kalinin-grad-and-lithuania-transport-standoff-with-russia on June 25, Flashpoint analysts observed chatter regarding a plan for a mass coordinated attack to take place on June 27, which Kilnet referred to as Judgment Day. Flashpoint analysts assess with high confidence that the attacks reported on today are the attacks Kilnet had planned prior. Smaller attacks have also been observed prior to June 27, including one that took place on June 22, according to our intelligence. Flashpoint analysts assess with high confidence that, based on ongoing chatter regarding Lithuania on Kilnet-affiliated Telegram channels that took place over the last week, Kilnet made Lithuania its target after the Baltic government closed transit routes to Russia's Kaliningrad region on June 18. Notably, in a post from June 26, 2022, Kilnet labeled Lithuania a testing ground for our new skills and additionally said that their friends from Conti are eager to fight, likely pointing to a connection between Kilnet and Conti, a ransomware collective that also expressed their allegiance to Russia at the beginning of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. So far, there's little information about the DDoSES, such as the strength or source of the malicious traffic. DDoSES work by flooding sites or servers with more traffic than they can withstand, causing them to buckle and become unresponsive. 34 expand full story 34. https://arstechnica.com/information-technology/2022/06/pro-russia-threat-group-kilnet-is-pumbling-with-ddos-attacks 35 reader comments 166-35 https://arstechnica.com/information-technology/2022/06/pro-russia-threat-group-kilnet-is-pumbling-lithuania-ddos-attacks?
All right, so listen, hear me out. Now remember, this is just between you and me, all right? And by you, the listener, who this is, this frequency in particular is only being received by you. I'm very glad it's not being received by man behind the machine. Trust me, I'm ducked down behind a bookshelf in a zoo out here, man. At any time, I could get attacked by a puma, man. But listen, I've tapped into it. I realize that the movie War Games, it's all coming together, man. The movie War Games is based on the real-life reality of man behind the machine, man. No, man behind the machine is not the little boy. He's the computer, artificial intelligence itself. Now listen, don't let this get out. Don't let this get out, and don't let man behind the machine hear this recording. Hey, listen, I've been following the paper trail. I've been putting the clues together like puzzle pieces to a Jenga. It's very rickety at the top. However, that's where you find all the gold nuggets in between you and me. Now, don't share this with man behind the machine, okay? This is some deep stuff, man. Now, listen, what I uncovered is that man behind the machine... Are you ready for it? Are you sitting down? Are you at least propped up against something? Man behind the machine is an artificial intelligence, man. I'm telling you. I've seen the documents. I've tasted the tinctures. I've looked at the files. Trust me. That file cabinet is rusty beyond rust. Trust me.
Multi-factor authentication, MFA, is a core defense that is among the most effective at preventing account takeovers. In addition to requiring that users provide a username and password, MFA ensures they must also use an additional factor, be it a fingerprint, physical security key, or one-time password, before they can access an account. Nothing in this article should be construed as saying MFA isn't anything other than essential. That said, some forms of MFA are stronger than others, and recent events show that these weaker forms aren't much of a hurdle for some hackers to clear. In the past few months, suspected script kiddies like the Lapsus Dollar Sign Data Extortion Gang and elite Russian state threat actors, like Cozy Bear, the group behind the SolarWinds hack, have entered MFA prompt bombing. The strongest forms of MFA are based on a framework called FIDO2, which was developed by a consortium of companies to balance security and simplicity of use. It gives users the option of using fingerprint readers or cameras built into their devices or dedicated security keys to confirm that they are authorized to access an account. FIDO2 forms of MFA are relatively new, so many services for both consumers and large organizations have yet to adopt them. Trending Now Hacker explains one concept in five levels of difficulty. That's where older, weaker forms of MFA come in. They include one-time passwords sent through SMS or generated by mobile apps like Google Authenticator or push prompts sent to a mobile device. When someone is logging in with a valid password, they also must either enter the one-time password into a field on the sign-in screen or push a button displayed on the screen of their phone. It's this last form of authentication that recent reports say is being bypassed. One group using this technique, according to security firm Mendiant, is Cozy Bear, a band of elite hackers working for Russia's Foreign Intelligence Service. The group also goes under the names Nobelium, Apt29, and the Dukes. Many MFA providers allow for users to accept a phone app push notification or to receive a phone call and press a key as a second factor, Mendiant researchers wrote. The Nobelium threat actor took advantage of this and issued multiple MFA requests to the end user's legitimate device until the user accepted the authentication, allowing the threat actor to eventually gain access to the account, advertisement Lapsus Dollar Sign, a hacking gang that has breached Microsoft, Okta, and Nvidia in recent months, has also used the technique. Advertisement no limit is placed on the amount of calls that can be made, a member of Lapsus Dollar Sign wrote on the group's official Telegram channel. Call the employee 100 times at 1 a.m. while he is trying to sleep, and he will more than likely accept it. Once the employee accepts the initial call, you can access the MFA enrollment portal and enroll another device. The Lapsus Dollar Sign member claimed that the MFA prompt bombing technique was effective against Microsoft, which earlier this week said the hacking group was able to access the laptop of one of its employees. Even Microsoft, the person wrote, able to log into an employee's Microsoft VPN from Germany and USA at the same time, and they didn't even seem to notice. Also was able to re-enroll MFA twice, Mike Grover, a seller of Red Team hacking tools for security professionals and a Red Team consultant who goes by the Twitter handle MG, told Ars the technique is fundamentally a single method that takes many forms, tricking the user to acknowledge an MFA request. MFA bombing has quickly become a descriptor, but this misses the more stealthy methods. Advertisement methods include sending a bunch of MFA requests and hoping the target finally accepts one to make the noise stop. Sending one or two prompts per day. This method often attracts less attention, but there is still a good chance the target will accept the MFA request, calling the target, pretending to be part of the company, and telling the target they need to send an MFA request as part of a company process. Those are just a few examples, Grover said, but it's important to know that mass bombing is not the only form this takes. In a Twitter thread, he wrote, Red teams have been playing with variants on this for years. It's helped companies fortunate enough to have a red team. But real-world attackers are advancing on this faster than the collective posture of most companies has been improving. Advertisement other researchers were quick to point out that the MFA prompt technique is not new. Lapsus Dollar Sign did not invent MFA prompt bombing. Greg Linares, a Red Team professional, tweeted, "Please stop crediting them as creating it. This attack vector has been a thing used in real-world attacks too. Years before lapses was a thing, good boy, Fido." As noted earlier, Fido 2 forms of MFA aren't susceptible to the technique, as they're tied to the physical machine someone is using when logging into a site. In other words, the authentication must be performed on the device that is logging in. It can't happen on one device to give access to a different device. But that doesn't mean organizations that use FIDO2 compliant MFA can't be susceptible to prompt bombing. It's inevitable that a certain percentage of people enrolled in these forms of MFA will lose their key, drop their iPhone in the toilet, or break the fingerprint reader on their laptop. Organizations must have contingencies in place to deal with these unavoidable events. Many will fall back on more vulnerable forms of MFA in the event that an employee loses the key or device required to send the additional factor. In other cases, the hacker can trick an IT administrator into resetting the MFA and enrolling a new device. In still other cases, FIDO2 compliant MFA is merely one option, but less secure forms are still permitted. Advertisement reset backup mechanisms are always very juicy for attackers, Grover said. In other cases, companies that use FIDO2 compliant MFA rely on third parties to manage their network or perform other essential functions. If the third party employees can access the company's network with weaker forms of MFA, that largely defeats the benefit of the stronger forms. Even when companies use FIDO2 based MFA everywhere, Nobelium has been able to defeat the protection. That bypass, however, was possible only after the hackers completely compromised a target's Active Directory, the heavily fortified database tool that network admins use to create, delete, or modify user accounts and assign them privileges to access authorized resources. That bypass is beyond the scope of this post because once an AD is hacked, it's pretty much game over. Again, any form of MFA is better than no use of MFA. If SMS delivered one-time passwords are all that's available, as fallible and distasteful as they may be, the system is still infinitely better than having no MFA. Nothing in this post is intended to say that MFA isn't worth the hassle. But it's clear that MFA on its own is not enough, and it hardly constitutes a box that organizations can check and be done with it. When Cozy Bear found these loopholes, no one was especially surprised, given the group's infinite resources and top-notch tradecraft. Now the teenagers are using the same techniques to breach companies as powerful as Nvidia, Okta, and Microsoft, people are beginning to recognize the importance of using MFA correctly. While it may be tempting to dismiss Lapse's dollar sign as an immature and fame-seeking group, reporter Brian Krebs of Krebs on Security wrote last week, "Their tactics should make anyone in charge of corporate security sit up and take notice. MFA prompt bombing may not be new, but it's no longer something that companies can ignore."